Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, August 6, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of real estate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. At Belcourt Seven Oaks, Mahogany provides final opportunity for new home by Woodbridge Pacific Group. Belcourt Seven Oaks in Bakersfield offers the final opportunity to own a new home by Woodbridge Pacific Group. The luxury neighborhood of Mahogany features homes starting in the $800,000 with 3 to 4 bedrooms and 3 to 4.5 baths. Each home includes a 3-car garage on a pool-sized lot. With 11 homes currently available, Mahogany offers architectural distinction and superb livability. Shoppers can schedule self-guided tours by calling 661-348-9797. Mahogany homes boast classic style, versatile layouts, and connectivity to the Belcourt Room for outdoor entertainment. Residents can enjoy the amenities of Belcourt Center Club and Belcourt Park, offering a resort-style pool, fitness center, sports field, and more. Belcourt residents have easy access to everyday conveniences, allowing more time for family and leisure activities. For more information and model home tours, contact Kathy Breeding at 661-348-9797.
Bain Capital and 11 North acquire Florida and South Carolina Public's anchored retail portfolio for $395 million. Bain Capital Real Estate and 11 North Partners have acquired a portfolio of 10 open-air retail centers anchored by Public stores for $395 million. The properties, located in Florida and South Carolina, include the new Tampa Center, sold for $57 million. With a total of over 1 million square feet and an occupancy rate exceeding 93%, the centers feature national brands like Bank of America, Chipotle, and Starbucks. 7 of the 10 centers are anchored by Publix, showcasing the company's strong presence. The joint venture aims to focus on owning retail assets with open-air layouts and necessity-based tenants, targeting stable and high-performing assets in the U.S. and Canada.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.